Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life. Today, I'm everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Hey, our topic for today is winning is like a video game. Remember, we are still doing our Fun Success Summer School. For those of you that are not on target for achieving your goals that you set at the beginning of this year, or you've fallen behind, or you just need to be recharged, this is what Fun Summer Success School is all about. Fun Success Summer School is all about. That's a tongue twister. Anyway, our topic is winning is like a video game. As I said a few moments ago, we're going to talk about what it takes to win, or compare winning to a video game. And then I have a great fun power action for you at the end of today's show, because it is the object of the game here is not just because it's summer for you to have fun, which that's pretty cool and you want to have fun, but it's also to illustrate to you how much fun achieving your goals can be and to take the fear out of it. So with the fun power actions, I hope you are on target for achieving those and getting them done, because that's going to inspire you. It's going to give you a confidence boost. It's going to open your mind. And sometimes people don't believe that these things can happen because they think it's too self-helpy. Is that a word? I just made it a word. So they think that it's too much about self-help. But here's the thing. Don't get caught up in that. Just use the fun power actions and do a few of them and see what happens. See what comes out of it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the fact that winning is like a video game. As I said, the object of the game is to make winning fun. When you can make winning fun, then it's not so much of a chore or a challenge for you to achieve certain goals. You will get it done. You will make it happen. You will cross the finish line. You will get to where it is you want to be, and you'll be excited about it. That's the beautiful part about winning. So I am going to give you five different reasons why winning is like a video game, and kind of intertwine some strategies in that. And you can keep this in mind as you work on your goals. One of the things that I did suggest at the beginning of June is that, or once we started this, because we started officially on June 5th, but I suggested to you that you have a goal in mind that you wanted to achieve, a goal that you are kind of off target or you haven't gotten started on, but you just know that you want to make this goal happen. Okay, let's get right to it. First of all, if you can imagine a video game, nowadays a lot of people play games online, on the internet. I am one of those people. There's nothing wrong with playing games sometimes on the internet. However, there is something wrong with playing games and allowing those games to interfere with you achieving your goals. But the beautiful part is playing those games for a little while will allow you to take a break, and it stimulates your imagination. And the reason why you don't want to play them, some people can play them for hours. I can remember the times when I've gone into the public library and there are people sitting at the computers and they're playing games. And then if I'm there for like 4 hours, then guess what? 4 hours later, they are still there doing the exact same thing. And I think to myself, wow, they could really, instead of doing that creative avoidance thing, they could be achieving those goals that they really want to achieve in their heart of hearts. So you want to make sure that you don't get caught up or addicted to playing these games, because they can be addictive. They're very real, some of them. And you have to put things into perspective. So right now, make the commitment to yourself that if you play the video games, that you're not going to play them any more than 20 to 30 minutes or through the first life. And the reason why I said 20 to 30 minutes or through the first life, or each life, the end of each life, because videos will end at the end of a life until you accumulate either more points, more coins, more diamonds, more, or you pay, of course, to get more diamonds or power or whatever it is you need to recharge. I'm going to suggest that you don't spend the money to constantly recharge and reboot and get going again. Just play through to the end and then let that be the end of it for that time period. Block out your time and pay attention to your schedule. You don't want to use your money making time playing games. Okay, that's my warning. That's my beware, because you can wake up and start playing games, and then before you know it, the day is over and you've gotten nothing done. Okay, let's get on with comparing winning to a video game. First of all, the reason that winning is like a video game is because you go to different levels. Each time we win in life, it's a journey. And there are people who will say, no, life's not a journey. Oh no, it's a journey. You are going through something. And to me, when you go from one level to the next, or when you learn one lesson and you become stronger, more confident, to me, that's a journey. You are on this wonderful evolutionary path, if you will. And that's what makes it a journey. So you go to different levels, just like in a video game when it comes to winning. When you win on the smaller level, it's easier. But then as you progress, it becomes more difficult. So winning is like a video game in that you go to different levels. The second point that I have is that as you go to these different levels or through the different levels, you face obstacles and enemies. When you are winning, the higher you go, the more you're going to encounter obstacles. Now, it doesn't always have to be that way. There doesn't have to be major obstacles, but the purpose of the obstacles is so that you can strategically maneuver around them, go through them, cause them to disappear or dissipate or blow them up, just get them out of your way. And these obstacles, as a result, are making you smarter, making you stronger, making you wiser, taming your ego so that you can bring your higher self to the forefront so that you can achieve on a great level and a higher level, or on that level and get to the next level. You encounter enemies because sometimes when you're going to the next level, sometimes there are people in your life, and I call them enemies, and I use that term very lightly. Now, some people just don't want you to win. Let's keep it real. But then there are some people who hold you back, not because they don't really want you to win, but because they don't want you to leave them behind. And sometimes you can kind of put them kind of in the enemy category, because they're making it all about them and they're being very selfish. And as a result, they're not allowing you to excel and they're not allowing you to soar and open up and win on the level you were intended to win on. You were intended to win on a big level. The truth of the matter is, you're here to win, serve, and live big. That's what it's about. And so anyone who stops that, well, we can put them in the obstacle or enemy category. And like the video games, you have to maneuver around the obstacles, or you have to deal with those enemies before you can get to the next level. The third strategy or third idea is that winning is like a video game because you have to learn to play the game of life strategically. And when you learn to play strategically and with skill, you advance to the next level. If you have an obstacle as it relates to your goal setting, your goal achievement, first of all, we're here for you to get answers, and you can email me directly, or you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and you can email us your questions or send us a voicemail if you want to. And that way you can rest assured you're going to get some answers. Now, we don't always give you this is the step-by-step what to do. In some cases, we'll do that. But there are some cases where we will pose certain questions that will make you think, and it will cause you to open your mind and take you to that level that you've always wanted to go to. And you're going to feel far more confident and far more satisfied for having discovered the direction on your own with a little bit of kind of prompting from us on this end. So when you learn to play strategically and with skill, you advance to the next level. Winning and achieving your goals, that's what it's all about. It is really the fact that you are advancing to that next level because you have discovered how to win. You have discovered how to achieve. You have discovered how to get what you want, not in a bad way, but as I said, strategically and skillfully, meaning you're using those amazing gifts and talents that you have and using your wisdom and using the tools that you were born with, those power tools that you were born with, the wisdom and your ability, your intuition and your ability to think and your imagination and your creativity and your five senses and your intuition, which is not one of your five senses, as I mentioned a few moments ago, that you use your intuition. But when you connect it to your five senses, that's like the video game. That's like giving you a serious power boost. You're going to go faster and you're going to get the goal accomplished. Okay, the fourth point that I have for you is that on each level that you go to, once you master every level, each level that you advance to, each level that you master, when you go to the next level, you take with you perks, prizes, and rewards. So that's what winning brings to you. This is why I'm comparing winning to a video game. Because when you go to that next level, what happens is you discover more about you, how incredible you are, how magnificent you are, how brilliant you are, how wise, how smart, the list could go on. And these are perks, prizes, and rewards. Now, the prizes are more tangible because as you go to each level, one of the things that you're doing, you're learning the value of using your gifts and talents to serve. And as a result, you're entitled to have those prizes to help you live big, to help you live strong, to help you live the way that you always wanted to live, glamorously, magnificently. You add your own adjective to it. But either way, that's how it's done. So each level, there are perks, prizes, and rewards. Now, here's the thing. As you go to each level, the challenges also, those are greater also. Because you're going to continue to sharpen your skills, to become more strategic, to become wiser. And yes, is there a finish line? Yes, every single game has an end. Whether you reach the end or not, that part's up to you. But you cannot reach the end if you don't continue to play. And like achievement, you can't achieve a goal, or you cannot achieve a goal. You cannot win if you don't continue to press forward, if you don't continue to get something done every day on those goals that will take you closer to achieving, closer to succeeding, closer to getting what you want. Do you know that every game that you play, every video game, comes with a set of instructions? If you don't know how to play something, if you get stuck on something, you can get answers. What is this all about? How do I do this? What do I do now? What do I do next? And that is sometimes what it takes when those challenges become greater. You have to connect with people who've been there, done that. People who are capable of achieving at a higher level. People who've already done it, and they can help you, not by doing it for you, but by giving you ideas and some instruction. And you can decide what works for you. But you're going to get some wisdom through the process, and you're going to get what's called wise counsel. Proverbs tells us to seek wise counsel, and that's important. Now, it's really interesting. My last name is Counsel, so that's not where I'm going with that. I get a lot of those jokes, but it does say seek wise counsel, SEL. But the point that I'm making here is that, yes, you want to talk to someone that can help you to maneuver through those challenges. That could be a life coach. That could be a mentor. It could be both. That could be you perhaps reading a book that will help you to grow to that next level. That could be taking a course that will bring you more information or will help you become smarter. I know I'm always taking some course online. I like online courses because I can do them in my own time and I can make things happen the way I want them to. So the thing is, you want to pay attention to that. This is summertime. What online courses can you take that will help you to achieve your goals? And if you have no idea, we're going to help you with that in the very near future throughout this whole summer school process. So the challenges, they do become greater as you go to each new level, but the perks, prizes, and rewards are there also. The fifth and final point that I have for you is winning is like a video game, because every level you conquer, it gives you a confidence boost. The more, this is why these games are addicting or addictive, because the more you play the game, the more you conquer that level, you get excited, you get confident, and you're thinking, I can do the next level. I can go to the next level. I'm on a roll. I'm making it happen. I'm winning, because you like to win. And if you were to take that same feeling, that same attitude, and you transfer it over into your goal achievement, then you would discover that, wow, this is just as much fun as playing the video game. And not only that, it comes with very real rewards, very real perks, very real, tangible, wonderful prizes that I can use to do life with power. It also boosts my confidence to the point where I can actually feel that, recognize that I'm here to serve a beautiful purpose, a wonderful purpose, to help someone else win, to help others thrive, to help others do life with power, to help others recognize their power, or whatever your talent or gift may be. This is the beautiful part about treating winning like it's a video game. So, hey, when do you start to say game on? And you start to make it happen. You start to go for it. I suggest that you do it right now. And you just say game on. Whatever that goal is, you look at it and you say, you know what? I'm going to achieve this. Game on. Now, I keep saying game on because that's a great trigger phrase for you to use in order to get what you want, in order to go where you want to go, and to be excited about your life, and to keep you focused on achieving the goals that you set, to get you excited about the idea of winning. Because when we play games, we don't think about the fact that, wait a minute, I'm winning at this, but the only difference is I'm not getting any money, unless, of course, you're a gamer and you're getting paid to do so. Because did you guys know they're turning gaming into a sport, or has it already been done? That's interesting. But do you notice how that's a great illustration of how you can take almost anything that you're good at and turning it into a talent or a gift that can yield you some great rewards? So it's time to say game on, and don't quit until you cross that finish line, until you make it happen. Winning and playing these video games, especially when you play alone, this is all about your relationship with yourself, how you feel about you, how confident you are that you can make this happen, how confident and excited you are about being in the game of winning. So, with that being said, here's your fun power action as we wrap up on this wonderful Wednesday. You guessed it. You probably already know what it is. Your fun power action is, if you already play video games, first of all, be sure that you are not playing 20, 30, 40, you know, 2-3 hours a day. Now, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your time. What I'm saying is, if you want to play that many hours a day, make sure that you've accomplished your goal achievement list first, and then you can play into your heart's content. Wow, I sound like my grandmother. Turn that television off and study. Oh, she's in my head. There she is. But the point is that it was good advice, okay? And so where I'm going is, first things first. You want to take care of your priorities first, then play the games. But here's the fun power action. This is, and don't say, oh, this is part of my homework, I got to play these games. 20 to 30 minutes. This fun power action should not go beyond 20 to 30 minutes. Take your favorite video game. Play it for 20 to 30 minutes and see how easy or how difficult it is for you to win. Think about how you're feeling when you're playing this game. Think about the exhilaration that comes with that, the excitement. Think about how if you are not, you have to start over, or you have to complete that level again and again because you haven't accomplished all of the requirements so that you can go to the next level. Think about how many times you start over with ease, without complaining. Or you might complain a little because out of frustration, but you start over nevertheless. You don't quit. You don't give up. You don't stop. You go back at it again. Think about how you do that. Have some fun with the video game, because remember, this is Fun Success Summer School. There it is. I got it right this time. Think about the fact that when you're playing that game, you are so focused, so engaged, so engrossed in winning until you don't want to be disturbed, you don't want to be bothered, you don't want anybody to interfere with what you're doing, interfere with where you're going. You just know that you are focused on completing that level so that you can get to the next level. Compare that to your goal achievement. And then once you're done playing that and keeping all of this in mind, I want you to go and write down how you feel about winning when it comes to your goal achievement. What are the areas that you can focus on? What are the areas that you can be excited about so that you can stay the course so that you do not quit? What are the trigger words that you can use, like game on, that will make you realize that I need to get back to the drawing board. I need to get back at this. I need to make sure I achieve this. I need to make this happen. I need to get to the next level. So in order to do that, I have to accomplish this goal and then I can go to the next level. So that's your fun power action. Play a video game 20 to 30 minutes and go back and listen to what I've shared. Think about all of the things that you can use to connect yourself to achieving your goals. So when you think about your goals, instead of being excited about the game, now you're going to be excited about your goals and achieving them and staying on course. And then before you know it, when you look at your goals, instead of looking at the video game and saying game on, you'll look at your goals and you'll look at life and you'll say game on. Let's do this thing. I'm ready to do life with power. Hey, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and remember to do your fun power action. We will be back with more Fun Success Summer School on tomorrow. You guys, do life with power and enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.